Talk Live. It's the Wednesday edition of the show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got lots of great stuff on our website, and it's all for free. It's Ian here with you. Oh, wait a minute. Let's try that again, Jason.
I'm Jason.
And Manwich.
There we go. All right, so we're back on. We had some technical difficulties last night, but we are back on the radio tonight, which is good. So the 800 line is available. That's 1-800-259-9231. Coming up tonight, we got a load of stuff to get to. Manwich, you've got something in regards to some snake legislation that's looking to be passed.
Yep.
And
apparently we can't handle the snakes.
I was hoping it was in regards to Snake Plissken.
sure who that is. Exactly.
You don't know who... You don't know who Snake Plissken is.
This is Escape from New York, and people in your constant Escape from New York references on this show.
You still haven't seen it, have you?
No, I don't know what it is. I'm not really that interested in seeing it.
Though. Tisk, tisk. All right, well, snake legislation is on the way. Also, man, you've got some sort of a religious-based email. We'll find out what that's all about. Jason, you've got a beef that you want to share with us tonight.
It's not of this the succulent variety.
All right. Also on the way, there's a judge in Detroit that has ordered a man to sit in a hallway for weeks on end. We will tell you what that's all about. It's craziness. A county in Florida is just releasing its residents' information, including Social Security numbers, on the web for all the public to see. We'll talk about
idiocy.
That and why they refuse to do anything about it. The DEA agent who shot himself in the foot, he's suing. And some college-slash-religious-related stuff. The Christians are suing. One Christian girl at a college is suing because she wants to be able to speak out against homosexuality, and the college doesn't like that. In other college religious news, a man was expelled from his college for being gay. So that's all coming up tonight. I want to start with the beef, though, because I'm curious as to what that's
right.
about. You were kind of reticent. You wouldn't tell me exactly what it was
right.
about.
Well, it's in regards to beef at the workplace, to be precise. I work in a pharmacy.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were doing photo lab work.
Well, yeah, in the pharmacy.
Okay.
But I have to deal with all the other nonsense as well.
Okay.
Well, it's a drugstore.
Yes.
Not the pharmacies. But drugstores have pharmacies, but you work in a drugstore, right?
Essentially.
Okay.
You're not filling prescriptions.
No, I'm not filling prescriptions.
Okay.
I'm sure you guys are aware of the federal law that mandates that everyone who tries to purchase Sudafed or likewise products.
Anything with Sudafedrine?
That's the ticket.
Has that gone into effect yet? I know they passed it with the Patriot Act renewal.
It has.
I see.
So now we are required to hold medicine hostage, with the ransom being information from the purchaser, being address, name, How much of the medicine they're buying.
Right.
All
they have
of
to
that.
Show ID?
Yes, they have to show their driver's license. It is complete nonsense. It is totally at odds with my principles, and I feel really guilty about it. However...
Because you're enforcing this law. You're
right.
Right.
But...
Well, you're sort of following the law. I mean, if you weren't doing what you were doing, then you would be violating the law, and the cops would come and get you. So you're not really enforcing the law.
Right.
You probably wouldn't...
He's abiding by the law.
The cops would probably not come and get him. He'd probably just be fired.
Yeah. Well, in either case, it's this most peculiar phenomenon. I find that whenever I have to log in people's personal information, I get this temporary bout of Parkinson's, and it's to the point where what I write is not at all legible. It's really odd.
So it's not a digital system. There's
no,
just
it's
a pad of paper.
It's a logbook.
I see.
And we are supposed to write these people's information, and
you're supposed to write it off of the driver's license?
Off the driver's license.
Well, couldn't you just have the people fill out the information?
I could, but then they would fill it out. I'm trying to protect these people.
I understand.
Essentially.
Well, you're protecting people from their own dumbness, and
at the very least,
you would be. You know, the problem is here is that the good people are going to fill out their names, their addresses, their telephone numbers,
sure.
Their children's names, the date of births of all of them, and you know, their driver's license number,
right.
Their license plate number. They're going to give all the information that anyone could possibly, because they're good people.
Right.
The bad people.
They're law-abiding citizens.
You know, the non-law-abiding citizens, people that would want to make crank in their bathtub, would be the ones that I would be less likely to want to protect. I really want to protect the people that the bureaucrats would go after and bug that aren't doing anything.
Exactly. And these are people buying medicine for their children and for themselves. But
have any of them expressed displeasure at the fact that they have to jump through this extra hoop?
You see, that's what irks me. Not a one.
Right. Not
all these people who come through, I say, well, it pains me to inform you that this is the policy in place and I have to do this. And they say, oh, that's fine. That's great. There were a couple meth labs busted up by my house. And I say that there's a woman who said that. And I said to her, but you are a mother who's buying medicine for her child. And she said, yes, but I still have no problem.
We have to do it to fight the war, to protect the children.
Well, you know, it makes me think of something that happened to me today, and I want to tell you about it after he's done, but, it's the same sort of thing.
Right. Well, hey, right on, Jason. I mean, Parkinson's is it's a good plan.
So you make it so that it's illegible, so that even the good folks that want to fill this out, even their stuff isn't...
completely illegible.
Now,
don't think anybody's going to come down on you for this?
I doubt it. If they do, what the hell?
Now, are you the only guy that sells the stuff while you're on duty? Sells the...
Oh, no. Everybody else does as well.
Okay, so you just happen to handle anybody who comes by your little section, the Photoshop there.
Right.
You happen to handle any of them. So you deal with very few of the transactions. Is that right?
Well, in terms of ringing people up, yes.
Yeah.
But whenever I see that someone is purchasing something at, say, another till, I will walk over and explain to them exactly what's going on and apologize.
Uh-huh.
And, people just...
It's good that you have your own little war on it. That's good.
They're just happy as clams about it.
Yeah.
All right. Yay!
Yeah, give us some more hoops to jump through. We got nothing but time. We got nothing but time to just lavish on this war on drugs to prevent, because that's what this is. You're asking people for a little bit of their time. I mean, it doesn't normally take that long to go through a cash register transaction, but this means it's going to take an extra 30 seconds when you have to spend time asking them for their driver's license, taking the license, writing down all the information on the sign. Do they have to sign as well?
Yes, somewhere? They do.
Right. Writing down the information, asking them to sign. I mean, that's a 30-second to a minute-long task, I would think.
If not longer, depending on the cashier. And that's the other thing. It's totally impractical. I mean, we are being forced to be charity workers for the government to collect people's information from them.
How many more hoops would people be willing to jump through is what I'm curious about. I mean, if they're all hunky-dory with this idea, great, thanks, we really want to help with the war on drugs. Well, at what point would they say, you know what, this has gone too far?
Right.
What if
we had to fingerprint them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what if you had to send, what if cops came to their homes and had to look through their stuff?
How about a lie detector test? They're talking about putting those in airports in Russia now. And we were talking about this the other day. It would be easy to put those in our airports, but maybe at the, maybe right there at the cash register. Well, look, I'm sorry, man, but I have to ask you these three questions. Are you a methamphetamine user? Are you a methamphetamine manufacturer? I mean, how much would they go through? How much would they feel good about going through? If you have an answer to that, 1-800-259-9231. If you're somebody that thinks it's okay that you're being asked for identification when you buy Sudafed, we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231.
Now, if you would look at the Texas ABC, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Whatever. TABC.
TABC. The Texas ABC. Right.
It's the Alcohol Bureau.
Right. Those people. If you look at their line of thinking, which was suddenly, now drunk driving incidences are down because we're arresting people in bars for drinking. So, if you use that philosophy here, we could arrest people's children because they may grow up to be drug users.
That is true.
You could put them in jail for, they probably...
Well, scared straight action.
Yeah, put them in jail for 10 years, from 15 to 25.
Wait, they already do that. They put them in jail from 5 to 18. It's
but those,
cool.
Those jails have lots of drugs in them.
Yeah, that's true.
But then again, the regular jails have drugs in them, too. But perhaps we could just make... We could just put them in confinement cells where they wouldn't be able to get out.
Now, you had a story you wanted to tell, man.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I don't think it's going to run a whole segment next time.
All right, we'll get to it. 800-259-9231. Since we're talking about drugs, we'll also bring up the DEA agent who shot himself in the foot. He's suing because he's very sad about what happened. People put his video on the internet, and it's quite funny.
Aww.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, this is Ted Anderson. You've all heard me on the radio talking about the importance of investing in precious metals. I feel it's time for me to talk about the importance of investing in your health. I was presented with the opportunity to try Tri-Vibes from Tri-Vortex. I was a bit hesitant of the idea of absorbing vitamins by wearing them rather than ingesting them. After conducting one of the tests found at Tri-Vortex.com, I was convinced that the product might actually work. I now wear my Tri-Vibes bands daily, and I'm feeling better than ever, not only physically, but also mentally. Tri-Vortex also offers amazingly beneficial and beautiful jewelry worn by the women around the office daily. Tri-Vortex is amazing. Don't take my word for it. Try Tri-Vortex yourself and have fun and learn with the test found on Tri-Vortex.com. That's Tri-Vortex.com. Or call my friend Brian at 619-884-1455. That's 619-884-1455.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich, you can join us online, freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 96,000 posts and about 1,200 people interacting. Lots of different topics, everything from fun stuff to serious issues. You'll find them all being discussed on our bulletin board system. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to it. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call toll-free 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
It's a show about your calls to the phones. We go. Let's talk to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Howdy, folks.
Hey, Dennis.
So you guys are talking about Sudafed and the Law and Order people trying to crack down on it.
Oh, that's right. There's a federal law now that mandates that all Sudafed dealers have to take name and address and check a driver's license and get a signature on some sort of a log form before they can sell the product.
I tell you, just one of many cases where the feds try to impose some law on all the states, and a few states, one in particular, already has laws on the books saying no, or has recently had a similar law come up and said, no, thank you.
Really?
There were two, in fact, just in the past couple of months that the local law and order folks, basically the cops of New Hampshire, had a couple of bills floating around that would make you have to have a prescription to get Sudafed, that would have what they call a meth watch program, which is basically what the feds have just gone ahead and passed. But both the bills in New Hampshire were summarily rejected by the New Hampshire House. They didn't get anywhere. That just was a non-starter.
That is good.
Especially considering all the misinformation that's out there in this war on drugs. I'm surprised that that happened in that way.
Oh, I can't imagine this happening in too many other places. I mean, it's one of those, for the children, oh my God, there are meth labs operating.
Right.
It's almost like there's a communist in the basement. There's a meth lab in the basement. But
can you imagine mandating that people have to get a prescription to go buy Sudafed? You got a cold or your kid's sick and you have to go to the doctor, get an appointment, be seen, pay the doctor's fee, and then go and buy your Sudafed and then fill out some more paperwork? Crazy.
Absolutely.
Thank goodness that didn't pass. But here you are with the federal government passing this legislation. It affects everybody, and so everybody's going to follow these rules. There's not anybody that's going to be civil disobedient on this one. So, unfortunately, it's gone over their head.
We'll do what we can. Certainly, as the bad stuff comes up, we try to swat it back.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Dennis, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I don't predict that anybody, at least in New Hampshire anytime soon, is going to be saying, hey, we need to counteract this federal law. Let's pass a law that says you don't have to follow this law in New Hampshire. I don't think that's going to get too much popular support.
So is it a federal law or state? I thought the federal.
It is federal law.
Patriot Act. It's in the Patriot Act.
The Sudafed?
The Sudafed thing.
What does that have to do with the Patriot?
You're not a patriot if you are for freedom to buy Sudafed.
What's that have to do with terrorists?
Because they fund themselves through meth sales. I don't know.
Have we found any terrorists?
No.
This is just nonsense.
It is.
Crazy.
So what did you want to talk about, man? What, you had some sort of story?
Yeah, today I was getting my teeth cleaned. I do that, every 6 months.
So do I.
And I do it by a state-licensed hygienist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the first time that I had gone to this particular dentist. I've changed, I've moved, and all that stuff. And I noticed in this hygienist's office that she had a certification from the Florida State Hygiental Board, or I don't know what the hell it
is. Yeah.
Some government agency that adds legitimacy by, putting the state of Florida in its name.
Yeah. Right.
I didn't make fun of her license. I sort of made fun of, that she would need to be licensed by the state in order to clean my teeth, and that, that thank God we're all being protected by the state here with your licensing thing. She's like, I don't know if I agree. People could just clean teeth without, make sure that I'm qualified and know what you're doing. And I'm like, would you not know what you're doing if you didn't have the state license? Well, no, but somebody who didn't know what they were doing could clean teeth if they weren't licensed by the state. And I'm like, do you think that we wouldn't know that they didn't know what they were doing? She's like, well, there's a lot of important details you need to know. I mean,
sure.
That kind of thing. And I'm like, car mechanics, they fix cars without state certification.
They are ASC certified.
They are. There's lots of voluntary certifications, and I was using that as an example. There would be certifications, and I could look for somebody to be certified.
Right.
But, in a free country, we would have the option of I could pick somebody who wasn't certified, like a shade tree mechanic, or I could pick
a shade tree hygienist.
A shade tree hygienist. and her thought was, mechanic's a mechanic, but we save lives. Because apparently there's something that could happen while she's scraping my teeth that could kill me.
Yeah.
She really did tell me an example. Had something to do with artificial hips and putting me to sleep while she scraped my teeth. I'm not sure I understood, and I don't claim to know what she was talking about.
There's some sequence of events that could lead to a death.
But don't you think everybody could claim that, auto mechanic, for instance, could say, hey, well, you take the brake lines. If the brake lines aren't properly installed, they could go out in the middle of you driving, and then
yeah,
boom, you're dead.
Yeah,
I mean, anybody could claim whoa, we're saving lives here.
That's
so
true.
It's kind of silly, you know. I'd say that, matter of fact, I'd say it's more likely that an auto mechanic could kill you than a hygienist.
Maybe so.
I mean, well, you know,
I would have to agree.
I don't see how else.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, lady, that's not a good excuse.
Right. She's just trying to make it seem like her job's really important.
Her job is important.
Right.
But she doesn't need the government to make it important.
Sure. Like, and she's trying to make the point that, well, if there's some hygienist out there who doesn't have a license, they could be trying to clean your teeth with a billy club. You don't want that.
It's nuts. And I said, you know, it should be a free country where I could open up my own business cleaning teeth without getting freely certified. But in fact, the cops will come
business.
In and shut me down. Guys with guns will shut me down, and that doesn't sound like a free country.
Even if it was a free country and you could open up that business, you'd probably have a tough time getting clients. Without having some
absolutely.
Sort of
you'd have
diploma.
You'd go out of business.
Yeah.
But she can't see that.
Right.
To her, it'd be anarchy, chaos everywhere, people running around getting their teeth cleaned by uncertified people. Holy crap.
I don't know about you,
you have to have a certification from to get to cut people's hair.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about you, but when somebody's putting their hands in my mouth, I think I'd like to know that they have taken some sort of cleanliness course, some sort of course that's going to ensure that they know what the heck they're doing.
You know,
maybe I'm the whack job and I'm just curious about that sort of thing. But you mentioned that you saw the certification on her wall and
right. I looked at her certification. I cared whether she was certified or not.
She thinks that most people don't care, huh?
Apparently she doesn't. She doesn't know. You know, and another thing I said, she was like, well, they're doing it for our safety. And I'm like, well, this safety thing's a slippery slope. Whoa, safety. Watch out. Because, I mean, you know, look at this immigration thing that's in the news. Right now they're trying to keep us safe from immigrants. What if they start doing, you know, random roadside checks for immigrants? Then we're safer. If they come to your house and they demand to look through your rooms to make sure there's no immigrants in there, then we're safer. I mean, pretty soon we're living in a police state.
Mm.
And she's like, well, it's an issue of degrees. And I'm like, yeah, but we keep on clicking.
Yeah.
These licensing things are just another click.
Yep. Check,
no,
check,
no
check.
Doubt about that. The number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Christian anarchist is holding. We're going to get to him coming up also. Speaking of Christians, there's one of them that's a college age, and she is suing for what she wants. Well, she wants to be able to discriminate against gay people on her college campus, and there's a rule against it. We're going to get into that. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything.
What causes foods to spoil? All produce produces a natural gas which causes ripening. In addition, foods like onions and garlic emit odors, causing foods to lose their freshness and flavor. Now there's Forever Fresh for the fridge, a revolutionary new product proven to eliminate refrigerator odors and guaranteed to keep produce fresh at least twice as long as normal. Nancy McKimson of Jacksonville, Florida says,
since I started using Forever Fresh, everything stays fresh much longer, like strawberries, which now last a couple of weeks instead of just a few days.
Jane Burke of New Jersey says,
you know, we eat a lot of salads. I used to throw out the leftovers because they'd turn brown and they'd shrivel up. I'm really amazed. Since I started using Forever Fresh, all my produce stays fresher longer, including the leftovers. Now I just couldn't get along without Forever Fresh.
To order your Forever Fresh for the fridge, visit the web at foreverfresh.us or call toll-free 1-866-NO-ODORS. That's 1-866-NO-ODORS.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send us their photo, and we put them up on our website. In fact, we got a brand new Shriner. Her name's Kim Sue. She was added to the Shrine on Sunday. And those of you that were on the updates list, you were one of the first to know about it. And you can be on the updates list by going to updates.freetalklive.com. It's totally free, like everything is at freetalklive.com. So go visit the Shrine and check it out. All right, so we're going to the phones here. It is a show about your calls. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Oh, guys, I wanted to take up where you left off last night when you got bumped off the air.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties. All right, what did you have on your mind?
It was about authority, and speaking of the BBS, if people go to your BBS and look up my topic, Christian Anarchy is the Only Sensible Answer, I have this argument in there in the very beginning of that topic. But it has to do with authority and where it's derived from, and you guys were pointing out yesterday that the authority is derived from the people. Now, and also you were pointing out that if one person doesn't have the authority to take somebody else's property, that a group of people also can't have that authority.
Right.
Now,
I use that same
argument to show that not only is the force that our government is using illegitimate, all government force is illegitimate for the exact same reason, because there's no way that people can delegate authority they don't have. And if you accept the fact that you don't have the authority to go take somebody else's property, then you have to also follow that through and say, well, if I don't have that authority, then I can't delegate that authority to somebody else.
That's correct. I would say the one exception, though, Gene, would be that if all people in a given area were to delegate their authority all in the same agreement, then they might actually have a leg to stand on to make an argument. But otherwise,
if everybody did, like unanimously.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sure. If you enter into a contract, then if you don't live up to your side of the contract, then you have to suffer whatever penalties.
But that certainly never happened. That certainly never happened in the history of America.
It has not, and for that reason, not only is our government illegitimate, so is every government on the face of the planet. So they're
absolutely
all illegitimate.
Absolutely. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they talk about how democratic they are and talk about how free and how they're the best government on the face of the earth. They're still all illegitimate.
Well, now, Gene, what about people? People don't accept what you say because they're scared, right?
Yeah, because they feel that if they don't have this big brother taking care of their little loose ends, that everything's going to fall apart.
And you would say that most people agree with that? I mean, like, even people in, comparatively, libertarianism is a fringe movement. And then people that believe in anarchy, like yourself, have taken it, a step farther, are a fringe of a fringe. I mean, you would probably be 1% of the liberty movement, right?
I'm the fringiest of the fringy.
Right. Now, and I'm not saying you're wrong, because I see some great arguments, but I only see destructive arguments, by the way. How are you ever going to pass this off on the American public? How are they ever going to say?
I have been using the example of what's that African country that is
Somalia? Somalia.
Is it Somalia? I believe it is, yeah. They have no government, haven't had one for something like 15 years.
That's Somalia.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they manage, I mean, there's some crime, you got to admit, there's crime, but then...
There's crime anywhere.
You're going to have crime anywhere, no matter what. So they
Gene, wait, let's address the crime issue. One of the things that, one of the complaints that people make about Somalia is, oh, the warlords are fighting. Well, the reason why the warlords are fighting is because there are governmental interests that are essentially backing these guys, giving them funds so they can buy weapons and continue fighting to try to create some sort of a new government. So the result of the violence in Somalia, most of it, is because of people that are vying for control of some sort of a governmental apparatus. Now, the people of Somalia don't want anything to do with it. They've realized that they can live life without a central controlling government, and they're willing to fight against it, from what I've seen. However, it hasn't stopped these wannabe despots from trying to take power. So that really, that's the source of the violence.
Well, you know,
I hope it happens. And I really don't know that much about Somalia, but I do know that economically, there's some booming businesses in Somalia because they have no government regulations and no
taxes,
and they're totally free.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've read that if you want to purchase a landline, a home phone line, they'll have it turned on within a matter of hours instead of sometimes you have to wait days here in America.
Hmm.
If you get a cell phone, it's on, of course, instantaneously. The cell phone competition's intense in Somalia because there's
rate. Is the lowest in Africa. They
yes.
have the lowest cell phone right
Everybody
now.
There has a cell phone. There's no reason for them to not have a cell
phone.
Because
there's no taxes.
Right.
I mean, there's no taxes because they don't have, like, we have so many of the taxes that the user end taxes that we have to pay on top of our bill, plus all the companies that provide us pay huge taxes.
Sure.
Corporate taxes, property taxes, every kind
of
tax.
And cell phone companies have to beg for permission here in America to put their cell phone towers up. They have to pay money to the governments of the areas where they want to put these towers up. And so there's a lot of sort of startup costs and overhead, and that's just not present in Somalia because the government isn't there regulating.
A small cell phone company in this country is regulated out of existence because they can't get the permits.
Right.
Yep. Exactly.
No permits in Somalia.
I would suggest that the reason you're seeing a lot of violence from the on the warlord front in Somalia is because their government was ejected so violently and forcefully in the first place. Whereas if people were to somehow, you know, everybody, if Gene the Christian Anarchist was able to get his message out to all of America and they were all to agree with it, and we were to somehow just all come to the agreement that we don't want government anymore and just get rid of it, it would be a different situation. I don't think you would see the warlords and the violence that you see in Somalia because it would be done on a voluntary basis, everybody agreeing, okay, we've had enough of this government, we can run our own lives, thank you very much, as opposed to just deposing the government by force. And making it a tempting proposition for people to come in and take its place.
I think if it was to come to that point, people would by then realize how important freedom is, and there's no way that a warlord could possibly rise to power here in America if we were to disband the federal government. Because people,
well, you know, I think I would rather deal with a few warlords than with the FBI, the CIA, the IRS.
Certainly,
me too.
You know, those are the biggest warlords around.
I agree with that, Gene. Anything else on your mind tonight, sir?
That's my entire...
As always, we appreciate hearing from you, sir. Thanks.
Now, what were you going to say? There's no way a warlord could take power here in the United States.
Because if we were to disband the federal government, it would require a lot of like-minded people.
It would require a mental revolution, a total paradigm shift.
And following this mental revolution, there's no way the people would stand for the crap of some two-bit warlord trying to take over Kentucky.
Agreed. It'd be a total paradigm shift for the United States, and
it'd be a total long paradigm way to go. I can't say how many people I think are principled libertarians, but I think that 1 in 100 would be really generous. Really generous.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that I don't know how many people are of the voluntarist anarchist bend, but I would think that of libertarians or freedom oriented people, I think you would be talking about 1 in 100. Perhaps that's generous too. I don't know. I mean, it seems like a really unlikely...
Well, first the truth is laughed at, ridiculed, violently opposed, and then it's accepted as fact. So we've got to go through some stages, and we've got a lot of education to do before people will wake up to this. And hopefully they will. Hopefully they're not too indoctrinated. it's still a fight worth fighting, I think. 800-259-9231. We got Tom in London on the line. One of his friends was harassed by the police. We'll share that with you coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit. A collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Again, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have the archives over a year's worth of the show is right there on the front page of the website, available for you to download at your convenience. It costs you nothing, so go get them for free at freetalklive.com. We go to the phones, to the amplifier-only line, and Tom in London. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Hi, guys.
Greetings.
Tom, what's up?
Funny you should mention taxes. I was just trying to plan my trip over to Cambridge, Massachusetts next month.
Oh, wow.
And about 25% of my airline ticket's going to be on taxes and fees. Think how much more competitive the airline industry would be if they could knock 30% off their tickets.
Now, yeah. Hold on. Now, wait a minute, Tom. I agree with you, but are you getting your 25% number from, like, is there a subtotal of what the airline ticket itself costs, and then is there a tax column, and you're pulling it from there? It's 25% of the total?
Taxes and fees, yeah.
Well, don't forget that the airline that you're flying is going to be spending a lot of money on gasoline to get across the ocean, and that gasoline that they buy for airlines, as I understand it, at least over here, this is what I've heard, is approximately 50% in taxes. And so you're missing something.
It's different here. It's actually a very tiny amount here, but they still whack it on fees and so on.
There's a tiny amount of tax on gasoline in Great Britain?
Yeah, that's why we have all these really cheap airlines, which cost about £5 to go to, you know, Spain or anywhere in Europe.
I thought they charged like $5 a liter for gas over there. Maybe I'm mistaken about that.
Well, it's probably for airlines.
On cars, but not on planes.
I see. So they get a break.
Yeah, they get a really good break, which is why you can fly anywhere in Europe for generally, you know, £10 or £15.
Got it.
Each way.
Whatever airline that you use also pays corporate taxes and those kind of things, too. And those aren't included in the price of the ticket. They're not taxes on the ticket. They're taxes on the business. So that's probably not included.
Anyway,
it's higher than you think it is, but go ahead.
Yeah, I was checking my internet and email and so on, and I saw this story by a friend of mine who, he's 18, so he's legally able to drink. He was at a heavy metal, thrash metal gig the other day, and...
Yes!
he left the gig, and there had been... A fight, and somebody got stabbed 3 hours before he left.
Right.
Earlier on in the gig, and this kid went off with this huge, great big knife wound in his back.
Oof! Yikes!
So he had a few drinks to try and get that image out of his head.
Yeah.
And so he left the gig, and on the way home, he's walking home. He clicked up some road signs, which is a nice, typical drunken practice in Britain. He clicked up road signs and take them home.
How do you just collect a road sign? I mean, isn't it kind of difficult to pull it out of the ground? Or
no, like temporary road signs, which they put up for like traffic lights and stuff.
I see.
So he collected 13 road signs and took them back home.
It's quite a haul for one night.
Yeah, he put them all outside in his garden. And... The police pulled up.
With the gnomes?
I don't think he has gnomes.
Okay, I thought everybody in England had garden gnomes. Excuse me, I'm sorry.
So he's really wasted. He's got a bunch of road signs. He plugs them into his front yard, and then the cops arrive?
The police turn up, and they take him off. They realize he's got quite a lot of blood on his jeans. And they think that he basically stabbed this kid.
How did he get the blood on his jeans?
Because it was in a mosh pit.
Ah, yes.
So it was a metal gig, so.
So the guy was stabbed in the mosh pit and he just bled on a bunch of people?
He was stabbed, like, near the gig or outside the gig or something.
Uh-huh,
right. Mosh pits, elbows get thrown, noses get broken.
I know, I've seen a mosh pit before.
And so he's literally just got out of the cell, and he was in there for 10 hours being interrogated. He got strip searched, and they were just throwing accusations at him for hundreds and hundreds of different crimes.
Jeez, just to see what he'd do, huh?
Yeah,
just to see, you know, how long could he go before he breaks. And,
but he didn't.
No, and you think, well, his only crime was he went out, he stole some road signs.
What's going to happen to him for that?
I think he's been released without any charge.
Really?
Without, you know, just being warned. But
that's awfully nice of them.
What they do with the road signs is generally they just take them back and warn you because they realize that there's no point dealing with it. But
in America that they would have some sort of community service punishment for that.
Oh yeah.
No, they just pop around to the house and pick them up and then. You know, slap you on the wrist for
it. So he was kind of shaken down by the cops, but he didn't give up any information, he didn't admit to any crimes, and they let him go. But it was a 10-hour ordeal, huh?
Yeah, 10 hours with a strip search.
Would he have been picked up had he not taken the road signs?
No, he's of legal age. He's
Right, so if he didn't have those road signs in his front yard, then the cops would have left him alone.
Yeah, his only crime would have been going to a metal gig and having a few drinks.
So the moral of the story is, if you get wasted in Great Britain, just resist the temptation to steal yourself some road signs.
And if you're going to do things that are illegal, do the really big ones, because the little ones can get you caught for the big ones and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Tom, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Still to come, we are hopefully going to get to this DEA agent story. He shot himself in the foot. And now he's crying about it a couple of years later on. Plus, religion in schools and gays in schools, specifically universities. They are at odds, and we will explore that as well. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give everything away to you on our website. If you appreciate the fact that we give you our archives and bulletin boards that's been live streaming for free, well, we ask that you shop with us. If you're going to do your shopping online anyway, go through Free Talk Live's site. We've got a partnership with Amazon. It's the world's largest internet retailer. They sell virtually everything that you can find in a department store and more. What you want to do, though, is enter through our site. Simple. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. And then once you enter through our site, anything you buy at that point, we'll get a percentage of. It's Amazon's way of rewarding us for sending them the business. So if you're going to go out and buy that DVD anyway or buy that new piece of furniture anyway, do it online through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. According to The Smoking Gun, a Drug Enforcement Administration agent, DEA agent, who stars in a popular online video that shows him shooting himself in the foot during a weapons demonstration for Florida children, is suing over the tape's release, claiming that his career has been crippled and he's become a laughingstock due to the embarrassing clip's distribution. Lee Page blames the video's release on DEA officials in an April 7th federal lawsuit filed against the U.S. government. A copy of the complaint is included on thesmokinggun.com. According to the lawsuit, Page was making a drug education presentation in April of 2004 to a Florida youth group when his firearm, Glock 40, accidentally discharged. The shooting occurred moments after Page told the children that he was the only person in the room who was professional enough to carry the weapon.
Boom!
Yeah. So that's literally how it happened.
That's how it happened. I mean, he was talking crap about how important, how dangerous guns are and how he's the only one professional enough to carry them and shot himself right in the foot.
Yeah. Almost immediately after
I can't imagine why he... mistakes happen with guns, and he's not the first law enforcement officer to make a mistake.
Sure.
He may have been the first one to be caught on video. Certainly the first one to be caught on video after claiming that he was the only one professional enough to
The accident was filmed by an audience member, and the tape, Page claims, was turned over to the DEA. The drug agency subsequently, quote, improperly, illegally, willfully, and intentionally allowed the tape to be disseminated. As a result, Page has been the target of jokes, derision, ridicule, and disparaging comments. Aww, he's a poor, poor little DEA agent. Can't take some jokes. Can't take disparaging comments. Hey, sticks and stones, my friend. You don't have a. You can't sue somebody because they tell jokes about you. Because you're getting, people are angry at you for being so slipshod in front of a class full of students.
Yeah, who pulled the trigger, Lee Page? Or who was controlling the gun when it went off?
Right.
You were.
He says this ridicule has been directed at him in restaurants, grocery stores, and airports. Apparently people are recognizing him. Page, who writes that he was, quote, once regarded as one of the best undercover agents, if not the best, in the DEA. Points to the clip's recent airing on a popular television show and via the internet as the reason he can no longer work undercover. He also notes that he's no longer, quote, permitted to or able to give educational motivational speeches and presentations. So this lawsuit has been filed. If we hear anything about what happens, we'll certainly let you know.
So if he was such a great undercover detective, why is he doing public speaking engagements at schools?
Maybe he retired from the undercover?
No, it's very strange.
He got tired of it? I'm not sure either.
What a joke.
Stop shooting yourself.
These guys do the undercover work. Some of these guys do undercover work, even though they know it's wrong, just for the rush. We'll come back with hour number two. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Essentially, DE agents are adrenaline junkies. Hour two on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're a